says like this: my time with Reb Chisda. What kind of svar is this to Reb Chisda? So Rashi says, "Bishleim a time with the kula nicha." The other ones we all understand. The yodaf luladas mishtoladas. That it's better off when it was done b'das and shleimi das. And the mishnah also comes out good. But what kind of svar is this? Reb Chisda says just the opposite. So more so like this: Hoyo v'yanakto nagre b'raisa. In other words, like the Gazlin taught the shor, taught this tzoin how to go out and how to be free when you stole it. Sefer Rashi explains like this, that Hoyo v'yanakto nagre b'raisa. That means limdo lotzei schutz. That you Gazlin, you taught this tzler, this tzoin, how to go out. Therefore, Mayate now, Tzricha Shima Yofa. Now, even after you return it and the owner has it, he's going to have to watch it much better. Because this is a tzoin that's used to leaving, running away. So therefore, it's like this. Vechiv unto lo yoda bailim. Since the owner did not realize that it was stolen, says so, even though the owner counts it, so what? Lemizdari boy is not going to watch it anymore. Because he doesn't realize it was ever taken. So therefore, that's not called a good hashava until the Gazlan notifies the owner that it was really stolen from him. Then he'll know to watch it well. But that's what Rashi says. Avoladas. But let's say the owner realized that it was stolen. Then minyan poita. Then as long as he realizes it's back, he's poita. Shrehi kiru shenignavo. The owner realized that it was stolen. And it was returned. And therefore he realizes that now he's going to have to watch it better. So therefore, that's called the good hashava. Therefore, the Gazlan is poter. So now the Gemara asks like this: O mi Amar Rava Hochi, is it true that Rava says such a svara like this? I've Amar Rava. Rava said, Hayman dechaz yilechavrei diagva imra. If somebody saw the way somebody was picking up, like trying to steal a sheep, may edre from his flock, diday from his own flock. He was about in the meantime to pick up some dirt and throw it at him like to stop him. And in the meantime, the Gazlan like ran away. And the owner does not know whether the Gazlan returned it or not. And then the sheep dies or is stolen. We say the original Gazlan is Chaya Bachriusai. So now, my love, aren't we talking about over here? Afagav the money, even though that in between the owner counted his flock and realized that it was returned. And still, since the Gazlan did not notify the owner, if it's stolen again, the first Gazlan is chayif. And here we're talking about that the original owner realized that it was stolen. Like he saw the Gazlan at the beginning trying to take it. So we see, even according to Rava, that even though the Bailam realized that it was first stolen, and he counted it later, that's not called a good chazara. So Mora says, Lord, that's not the pshat over here. Delay money. No, the only reason why the Gazlan is chayiv is because the owner did not count it in between. The owner of the chlal did not realize that it was returned. But in the case where the owner counted it, and the owner realized that it was stolen, so now the owner knows that he has to watch it, that's called a good chazara. For the Gemara, me Yom Rav Hoch, is it true that Rav said like this? In other words, is it true that Rav says the way the first halacha we had, that Rav is the first one to say that Ladas is Tzorech Das, and Shaloi Ladas is Minyan Potter? Is it true that Rav said like that? Sumer is the Kasha. Well, Marav Rav says, Hechzir liyedish b'midbar, if the Gazlan returns it to the stall that's in the Midbar, Yotze. It's called the Good Chazara. And Omar Rav Chonon Baraba, Moed Rav, Rav agrees, but Rakusa, that Rakusa also is good. So Rashi says, like the Kashur is, how could you say if you return it to the Eder in the Midbar? So Rashi says, Shiyeshra, Labala Bayis, but Midbar Yotza. Fiafagav, the Lek, Loy Ladas, for Loy Minyan. There's no Das, the owner did not realize that it was stolen, and the Chur, the owner does not count it that it's back. So how could Rav say it's a good Chazorom? For Rav loy sagin loy belav chad mahani. Rav says you need at least one, either the das or else you need minyan. Sakam Ovi Rav says that the Gazlan can return it to the Eder that's in the Midbar. So Marin says that moed Rav for Rakusa. So Rashi says shatle nikerhu kishenignav v'nikerhu l'roya b'midbar kisheni soysev al tsoynoi v'filu loy mona. That Rav agrees, let's say in the Midbar he has a shepherd there watching it. And the shepherd now could tell that there's more tzoin. So therefore, even though the shepherd didn't count it, but that's considered as if it was mona. So that's the reason why you yotzi yidei hashova, because it's considered like the shomer there. The roya counted it, so he realizes that it's back. That's called a good hashova. Therefore, Rav Shitosoi would agree that's why it's good. Now the Gemara says, let's say it's a machlokes tanoim over here. Like what? If this is called a good hashova or not? Because we learned halacha, hagoy niftleminade. Somebody steals, let's say, a sheep from the corral, or else to sell them in a kit, you steal some money from the pocket. So lemokem shagonav yachzer. Divrei Rebbe Yishmuel. Yishmuel says there's a chiyuv hashava to return it to the exact place where you stole it from. Rebbe Akiva says no. Sorech das bailim. That more than that, not only can you return to the place you stole it from, but you even have to notify the bailim also. You need das bailim. Sigmar says, Savru, we thought to say that the Kuliyam, everybody is Ludu Reb Yitzchak. Everybody holds like Reb Yitzchak's Svara. The Yom Reb Yitzchak says, all the Moslem Lamashmesh, Bekista Bechol Shor. A person always checks his wallet all the time. So therefore, the owner realized that it was stolen. So then, what's the Machlekes over here? Can you return it to the place that it was stolen from, or do you have to have Das Bailim? So, my love, Besela Lodas. What's all about now that the owner realized it was stolen, over plucked to the Rav Shmuel, as a machlekes between the machlekes totally and the machlekes of Rav Shmuel. So you have to have Das Bailim, or don't you have to have Das Bailim? And Vaita, and bit Tle, and the case where you stole the Tle, the sheep, it was Shlena Das. There the owner did not realize it was stolen. Over plucked to the Rav Chizd of Reb Yechanan, and here's the machlekes of Chizd of Reb Yechanan, is it called a good Hashava without Das Bailim or not? So Moran says, no. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rova, I'll tell you, B'shoy Meshe, Gonav Rishos Bailim, Kuliyam Aloy Pligi, Kedir Rav Chizda. Everybody steals the Rishoyma that stole it from the Rishos of the Bailim, we hold like Rav Chizda, like the last Svara. That Ladas, then a Chazor was enough of a minion. But if it's Shemay Ladas, then you have to notify the Bailim. The Yochel over here, the case is told of a Hocho, B'shoy Meshe, Gonav Mirishusai. Here we're talking about the Ganev that stole Mirishusai.
All right, turn over.
Here again, everybody agrees that a real chazorah from the rishus of the bailim we hold like Rav Chizda. But v'hocho b'shoymer shagonav rishusai. Here we're talking about like the shomer is like toyin tain of ganef, like the shomer himself is stealing it from the rishus of himself, holding it back from the owner. So now it's like this. Could it return it to the place where it was stolen from? As soon as the shomer wants to steal it, it's like he finished his shmirah. And therefore he's not a shomer anymore, so he has to make a good chazara to the bailim. No, it did not end his shmirah. Therefore, since he's still called a shomer, now when the shomer wants to return it, when he brings it to his own rishus, that's called a good chazara. Because he's still a shomer. That's why, this is Rabbi Shmuel, that's why before Rabbi Shmuel said that Lamakim Shagon of Yachzer, if you return it to the place that you stole it from Yom Rishus, it's called the Chazara. Because over there you're still a shomer. So if it has nothing to do with our machlekes before. The Gemara says, Leima Minyan Poiter Tanoyi. That's what we say if the owner counts it and realizes that it's back. It's called the good chazara. Maybe that's a machlokes tanoim. The Tani will not like this. Hagoyz les chaveru. Somebody steals from his friend. Vevli aloy becheshvin. And the payment back he pays back in the middle of another cheshvin. So Tony, he doesn't tell him clearly he's paying back. He just gives him, he owes him money anyway. And now instead of giving him back $10, he gives him back $20. And really the extra $10 for the gzela that he did. So, but the owner does not realize it. So Tony, the one we learned, Yotz is called the good chazara. Tani Yidich Lo Yotz is not called the good chazara. So Zavru, we hold again the Kuliyam, they still do Rabbi Yitzchak. Everybody holds Rabbi Yitzchak Svara. The Yama that he says, oh, the Moslem Mashmash, Bechisa, Bechol Shor. For sure, a person always counts his money. So the person realized that it was missing. So my love isn't the Balka Miflugi. The man, the Yama Yotz, says that it's Yotz is called the good chazara. So Sava Minyan Poiter. Since the owner now counts the money, realized that he got $20 back, so now he has his money back, that's called a good chazara. Well, man, the yom aloy yotz, so the minyan ain't a point to know, even though he counts it, it's not called a good chazara. But Zamri says like this, East Sphere long, Kreb Yitzhak, we hold the Kreb Yitzhak, and Echanam, the Kuliyam, the Pligi, the minyan point, the minyan's called a good minyan then, if the owner realized that it was stolen, if he counts his money, so then Avad, the minyan would be good. Ella, here the machlokes is with Rabbi Yitzchak Miflugi. Here the machlokes is in Rabbi Yitzchak Salacha. Mar is like Rabbi Yitzchak, Mar is like Rabbi Yitzchak. One holds Rabbi Yitzchak, one doesn't look Rabbi Yitzchak. The boy in some of the Torah says the Kulu Yam is Rabbi Yitzchak. Everybody else from Rabbi Yitzchak. For the Kasha, Ho the money.
One place is where the Gazlan puts the money into the Nigzal's kois, the kisei, into his pocket. So now the whole of Yitzchak is going to count it, so he knows he'll have it back. One place is know that the Gazlan counted it and put it into the person's hand. And therefore Rashi says, well, Fred will just throw it into his drawer and he won't count it. The boy of military says, Idividi demani viromale bikisei. Could be both cases, no, the Nigzal took the money and put it into his kisa, put it into his pocket. But I'll tell you, Hod Yisle Zuzi Achrini, one place is where he has other money in his pocket. So therefore, even though he comes to always count over his money in the pocket, but he won't realize how much was given back. And Hod Lesle Zuzi Achrini Bekisa, he was talking about he has no other money in his pocket. So therefore, since eventually he's going to count the money in his pocket, he's going to realize he got back more money, therefore it's called like a minion, it's called like a good hashava. Yeah, now the Mishnah says like this: Ein loichin min horoyim, you can't buy from a shepherd, tzemer, wool, v'cholov, and milk, or gedim, and younger sheep, because we're afraid maybe it's stolen, maybe it's not really the shepherd's, he's selling you the owners, so we're afraid it's gazelle, you can't buy it from him. The loy mishom re'peris, not from people that watch peris, eitzim u'peris. Not from people that watch Paris, you can't buy them wood or Paris again because we're afraid maybe it's stolen. It doesn't really belong to them, it belongs to the owner, so you can't buy it from them. Avoloichin min hanoshim, but you can buy it from ladies. Kli tzemer, woolen clothing, be used in Yehuda. Because in Yehuda, that was the meaning that the ladies used to work with the wool, so they sell it to you, most probably it's their clothing. And the kli pishton, be golol, you let her buy off the ladies in golol. A kli pishton, flax clothing, because that was the work they did there. So you have a right to say, most probably it was their clothing. V'ya golim b'shoryon. And you can buy a young calf in shoryon. So Rashi says, one shot it's openly, where the shepherd sells it to you openly, so then we're not afraid it's gazela. Those others say it's the name of a mokum, and this place also, it belonged to them. But v'kulan, in all these cases, shomru lahatmin, let's say the ladies say, I'll sell it to you quietly, don't tell anybody, then it's also, because then we have to be afraid of stealing from the husbands. And the Mishnah Zohar, for loich and beitim, or tanagolim, we call mokum. You should know you're allowed to buy eggs, or tanagolim from any place, because we're not afraid of gazela. Since they're very cheap, we're not afraid of stolen goods, and it's probably selling you their own thing. Therefore, it's alright. Alright, even though it's a little bit more, we'll stop there, we'll continue on the next tape from here. We'll go over again. Yeah, we're up to Kuf Yud Ches on the base. Yeah, we'll do the Mishnah over again. Last Mishnah again was, Ein loichin min haroyim, you can't buy from the shepherd, tzemer v'chol of gdiyim, wool, milk, or kids, because we're afraid maybe, like he's stealing it from the owner. V'loy mishrem v'peris, you can't buy from a person that watch the orchards, eitzim v'peris, wood or fruits, the same thing, maybe the shrem is stealing it from the owner. V'loichin min hanoshim, or we can buy from the ladies, kli tzemer, or wool clothing, v'yehud and yehud, or kli pishtin, the flax clothing, v'gol and golol, v'yagolin, v'shorin. And you can buy a gol and calves in shorin, because in these three places, that's the meaning that the ladies used to take care of this work. So therefore, if you buy it off them, most probably it's theirs, they're not stealing. But for Kulun and all these, even the last three cases, Shomru Lahatmin, but if when you bought it off a lady, the Kli, let's say Tzemer, in Yehuda, if she said to you, let's buy, sell to you quietly, don't tell anybody, then you're not allowed to buy it off her, because then most probably it's stolen goods. But for Loichin, Beitzim, Tanagrilim, Komakim, you're allowed to buy an egg or a chicken any place, because most probably it belongs to the owner. But again, the Rambam says, but let's say the person that sells it to you, sells it to you and says, let's do it lahatmin, let's do it quietly, then also you have to be afraid maybe it's stolen. Now the Gemara says, turn around, but we learn like this. Ein loichin min haroyim, you can't buy from a shepherd, loizim, not goats, loigdiim, not kids, loigizim, that's like the wool on the sheep, loitalushim shotzemer, and not pieces of wool. You can't buy this off the shepherd again because we're afraid maybe it's stolen goods. Avoloichin mehen tfurin, but you're allowed to buy clothing that's already sewn up already. Bevnei shehen shalhem, because of course, since it's sewn up already, that belongs to them. That's their own.
Rashi says, "Begodim tfurim, dinami gondvo konunu b'shinui." Like even if they stole it, still the mice of the corner with shinui. The loichem mihem cholov ugvina b'midbar. You're allowed to buy from the milk or cheese in the midbar. Like Rashi says, "Tienderach b'alim leilich shom v'litlam v'royin noitlam." It's not a derech for the owner to go there and take it back from the shepherd. Therefore, for sure, the owner lets the shepherd keep it. So therefore, you're allowed to buy milk or cheese off a shepherd in the midbar. However, v'loy b'yishuv, but not in town, because there the shepherd's supposed to take it home. So we're afraid maybe he's stealing it from the owner. V'loichem mihem, but you can buy from a shepherd dalad v'heitzoin, 4 or 5 sheep. Dalad v'hei gizin, 4 or 5 shearings off of the wool. V'loi shtei tzoyin, v'loi shtei gizin. But not 2 sheep, and not 2 shearings off of the wool. Reb Yudah says, V'aisois loichen mehem. You're allowed to buy domestic ones, you're allowed to buy these animals off the shepherd. But Midbari is the one that stays out in the wilderness, ein loichen mehem. That you can't buy from them. And klol shadav, what's the klal over here? That kol shar roya moicher or balabayis margish boy loichen mehen. Anytime you buy something off the shepherd, that the owner will realize that it's missing, so then you're allowed to buy it, because we're not afraid the shepherd is stealing it, because we realize the owner will find out about it. But in the case of ein margish boy, but let's say the owner will not realize that it's missing, then ein loichen mehen. Then you're not allowed to buy these things off the shepherd, because you have to be afraid maybe he's just stealing it from the owner. So the kid said, that's the pshat. If you buy of him 4 or 5, that's for sure the owner will realize. Real vices, if the animals are at home, domestics, also the owner will realize that they're missing, so therefore you're allowed to buy it off them. But smaller amounts, or else in the midbar, there the owner will not realize it, so there you're not allowed to buy it off them. We're afraid maybe it's stolen goods. Now the Gemara says, Amama, what did you say? Loichem mehem dalad vehe tzoin, dalad vehe gizin. You're allowed to buy 4 or 5. So Moshe says, "Hashta yesh loy mar." But once you tell me, let her buy 4 of them. Sav ninu chamishim miboy. For sure, let her buy 5. It's more nicker. For sure, the owner will realize that he's missing 5. If he's only missing 4, he'll realize to be missing 5 for sure. Amar Rav Chizda, arbo mitay chamisha. Means to say, if you have 5, if the shepherd has 5 sheep, you're allowed to buy 4 out of the 5. That's a shear that's called nicker. Now that proportion is called nicker. The owner will realize that's missing. Vika the army, some say Amr al Chizda, arbo may eider katan, you're allowed to buy 4 from a small flock. Vechamesh may eider godl, you could buy 5 from a big flock. So Mora says, Agufakash, it's a kash here. Omar, the first you're telling me, dalad vehet sain, dalad vehet gizin. So it's mashma dalad vehin, you can only buy 4 or 5 with the 2 answers we just said. But you can only buy this amount, so such a large amount, that for sure the owner will realize that it's missing. Alba sholish loy, but just to buy 3 sheep, you're not allowed to. If so, I'm the safer. What does the safer say? Avaloi shteit soin, you can't buy 2 sheep, which is mashma hoshloisha zavdin, and mashma 3 you could buy, so to stira. So Moses lakasha, ho biv raiso, ho biv chishto. One is where they're big and healthy, then you can even buy 3. But when they're weak and small, then you can't buy 3, then you can only buy 4 or 5. But the kids, this is the side. If you could take on that the owner would realize that it's missing, then you're allowed to buy it off the shepherd. Then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Reb Yudu Aimer, that, or the Brice it said, Reb Yudu Aimer, Baisois loichem mehen, Midborius en loichem mehen. You can only buy off the shepherd the domestic ones, the ones that stay at home, but not the ones that stay outside in the fields. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Reb Yehuda Aresha Koyeluchumra, is Reb Yudu going on the Resha and being Machmer? Oiduma Sefer Koyelukula. Rav's name is going on the Sefer and being Mekel. What does that mean? Our Reisha is going on the beginning of the Chumra to Yom. The first we learned, Loichen mehem abo v'chamisha tzayin. You're allowed to buy 4 or 5 sheep off the shepherd. So this review that says the Chumra, when do we say allowed to buy even so many? Baisais, only if they're at home, then for sure the animal will realize it. Abu Midborius, if they're outside in the wilderness, then afilu abo v'chamisha loy, then even 4 or 5 you can't buy. Maybe a safer koi. Maybe it's going on the safer. And really, ulukula. It's saying lukula. That what? The Omar avoloi shteit soin voloi shtei gizim. The safer said you can't buy 2 sheep or 2 of a share of wool. So maybe hani mili, when can't you buy only 2? That's midboris. Only when they're outside in the fields. Then the owner doesn't realize it. Avobaisois, but the animals that come home, stay at home, then shtayim namiloichin, maybe even 2 you're allowed to buy. So that's the question, that Rabbi Yehuda mean to go to Chumra, or did he mean to go to Kula? So Toshma, come and bring your proof. Tatani would not like this. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, loichin baisois mehen, you're allowed to buy the domestic ones, v'yein loichin mehen midborius, but you're not allowed to buy from the shepherds, the midborius, the animals that stay outside in the fields. But any clays, masha from both of them, you're allowed to buy 4 or 5, you're allowed to buy.